lot of Memphis fans liked you in college, but how about this Grizzly team for the pros? What do you know about this team, and what could you bring to this team, a team that's been needing a backup point guard for a long time?
Yeah, man, this is a great team. They emphasize defense a lot. You know, you can tell they, like one of the coaches just said, head coach just said that they've been top five in three of the last 4 years in defense. So, I mean, I could bring that, you know, grimy feeling to the court like I do. Emotions and just, you know, giving whatever I got. That's just basically what I have.
Shabazz, talking about that, the personality of this team is great, and grind just seemed perfect for that type of personality. Just talk about how those two fit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just think the way I was brought up and I was not given much, it taught me how to be, you know, grimy. It taught me how to take everything that, you know, take every opportunity and prepare for it. So, you know, anybody that comes to Memphis, you got to have that grimy feeling. You know, I remember when, you know, Tony Allen was in Boston and he went to Memphis and he still had that grimy feeling. Mike Conley from Ohio State came here, got that. Everyone has that, you know, even they kind of got out of Rudy Gay a little bit, you know, even though Rudy's kind of non-emotional. But, I just, you know, it's just at the end of the day, you know, I'm just going to give whatever I got, you know, to whoever picks me. So, if I end up coming here, you know, we're going to get somebody that's going to give everything he got.
You've done, Shabazz, you did everything in college you wanted to do and leading your team to the national championship this past year. As you make the transition now to the NBA, what are you hearing and the things that you need to work on to be the same kind of player you were at UConn at the next level?
I mean, you know, you hear a lot, but at the end of the day, what I know what I need to work on is everything. You know, I'm never satisfied with what I do. You know, like you just said, I came off for a national championship, but I'm not satisfied. You know, at the end of the day, I want to be the best at whatever I do. You know, that's just how life is. You know, whether you're one of the media guys or whether you're a basketball player, you want to be the best. And, you know, I know I got to work on every single thing in my game, from the things that I do so well to the things that I don't do well. So every point of emphasis I have, you know, that I get from these coaches and I get from everybody, I'm just going to take it to the gym and, you know, work on it each and every day harder and harder. So, but like I said, I'm never satisfied. So I work on every single thing continuously because I understand that, you know, to be the best, you got to improve everything.
What do you know about Memphis fans? They hated you for beating the Tigers, but
I don't think they hate me. I don't think they hate me. They love the passion that we played at. Yeah. But, you know, I think they dislike that we won. But I don't think they hate me. I think Memphis fans, they're great fans. You know, they came out when we played against Memphis Tigers. It was a great game. I think it was sold out that day. So you can tell they had some rowdy fans. And, you know, Memphis, you know, they kind of get pushed by their fans. And that's kind of how it was with me in college. So I think the fans definitely are the sixth man. And, you know, if I'm playing Memphis Tigers, you know, I know they got some rowdy fans.
Now, what I was saying, no, they love you even more now because you beat Coach Cal.
I mean, you know, I Coach Cal's team was, you know, definitely good. And I remember coming to a Memphis camp when I was younger, you know, when he coached here. So it was definitely cool.
Shabazz, I know, well, maybe you don't, but there's so many mock drafts out there, and your name has been linked to this Grizzly team in a lot of them. Do you pay attention to things like that?
No, not at all, you know, because at the end of the day, I think, you know, it can be up in the air, anything. Anyway, it can be up in the air, because, you know, one person say you're good, one person say they don't think you're that good. At the end of the day, they can't tell the future, you know. I can't worry about what people say. I can't worry about if someone said he has this potential. At the end of the day, what I have is something that you have on stats and facts, and it's not really potential. It's someone that grows every year, someone that's going to get better every year. Potential is a scary word. It's always been a scary word. Since I was a sophomore with my team, it was always labeled as a potential team to be good. That means there's a chance for somebody to be good, and there's a chance that they're not going to turn out the way they want to turn out. So I'm not too worried about that. I just go in these workouts and play hard, and you know, what I do in here is what I'm going to give, you know, at the end of the day. And what I give from here, I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to work hard the next time.
Your thoughts on Mike Conley and a potential role being with him, and because, you know, you guys have some of the same sort of qualities.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch a lot of NBA because of, you know, school, but, you know, I did see the him as a, you know, a great point guard. You know, he controlled his team, he did whatever he had to do. You know, they made it to the playoffs, I think, when they was going against LA Clippers back and forth like 2 years ago. So I that's the kind of the scene when I picture Memphis, I just see it like a grimy team. You know, somebody's gonna dig down deep and it's gonna work off. So, you know, Michael Collins is definitely a great point guard. He's definitely been playing well. But like I said, I haven't watched a lot of NBA, so you know, I'm not gonna say too much on it.
How much did playing with Kemba Walker for one season help you develop your game?
It helped me a lot, but I think my sophomore year helped me the most. You know, I think I had to learn how to be a leader my sophomore year. It was tough. You know, Kemba made it so easy for us, and he just made everything look so easy, basically. And I thought that was the case going into my sophomore year, but it wasn't. So, you know, I think my sophomore year was the best learning experience I could ever have.
Thanks, Shabazz.